So I'll send out the email to the secretary.
Okay, Daf Yud Amud Aleph, or we can read Amud Aleph. We're up to Tesis Lichko near Sivsicha Aharov. Just to remind you that the Gemara was saying, in certain Chumras, Eish Havers Uvabur. One of them was Lichko near Sivsicha Aharov. That, middle of the page, that a fire is Chayiv, your Chayiv. Fire damages the fire, dries out the fire or singes stones. Mashinkin, a boy is not chai for such a thing. Why is a boy not chai for such a thing? It never happens. It just doesn't have that thing. And it was asked last week, which is Tesis Kasha. That's unfair to say that Aisha's got that stringency over boy. Simply, boy doesn't have it. Boy doesn't move, boy doesn't burn things. So what's the, and that tastes as kasha. So Rashi, I don't know if you noticed, Mr. Tom, you did. Rashi, what does Rashi say about Lichko Nirei Sivsicha Aharov? Why should it be? Well, what's pshat? So Rashi does say, but not here. Rashi says on Dosh Beniri, where there we say a chumra of Shoy and the Bori, because Shoy is Dosh Beniri, is Chayiv, Hashing and Bori not. There Rashi says, why by is no chumra of Dosh Beniri by Bori? Why my Bori is there no thing? So says Rashi, at the end of that Rashi, Dosh Beniri, to lay Shaykh be Hezek. Karka. But boy, it just can't damage karka. So that must be the explanation for also lichka niri. That's Rashi never spoke out. Mm-hmm. So it's Tosis, lichka niri sirsacha manov. Gamedosh beniri pirish Rashi. By dosh beniri, the second case, that's what Rashi explained. Mashen came to boy. Rashi explains this, that why by boy does it not have it? To lo shayach ve'ezek karka. Because it's just not applicable, right? Like, it's not applicable for a bird to damage karka.
Because when did Rashi mention that first?
Yes.
It comes first before Dash Benilo.
Mashma says to it, says Mashma, the Hofanami, writes in a Farish game. So it's sorry. It's Mashma. Now here as well, Rashi wants to explain it that way. Mashen came a boy, that we said by fires lift kaneer sirsicha of. Mashen came a boy, that what? To the shaykh by hezek nevavonim. It's not shaykh hezek nevavonim. Why is Rashi explaining it at the end of the sugya, not the beginning of the sugya? Bizarre, I don't know the answer to that. But Tosfos says that Rashi doesn't give any explanation. And the only explanation we have is by dosh beniri. So, makes sense. That's what Tosfos. That's what Rashi meant. He meant to say that since it's not shat by karka, just like it's about dosh beniri, so to lift a chor near. But Tosfos got Yossi's kasha from last week. Kasha lepirusha. A kasha on Rashi. Dim kain. If that's the pshat, so you're saying Eish is more chomer because it's got certain things it can do that boy can't do. Im kain oy yochel aske kame hezekus. He could have mentioned, the Gemara could have mentioned several acts of damage, She'esh Oysa, that fire does, which boy can't. She'esh Oysa V'dova Kavua, that Eish does, so something which is fixed. For instance, non movable item. Right? A boy doesn't damage Nir. You know why? Because it can't move. The boy's here, the knee's here. They'll never, the twain will meet. Right? They'll never join. So, Mashiach, so what about burning down a house? Has a boy ever burned down a house? Has a boy ever damaged a house? No. So why is that not brought down? There's tons of examples you could have said. Things which boy can do, cannot do, and then each can. So that's not the pshat.
What about
about all the things which are fixed. That can't be the pshat that you're saying. A boy is more chomor than, H is more chomor than boy, because H can do X, Y, and Z. The poshut boy can't, because the boy is fixed, and H goes. So that's not a chomor of an H of a boy. So says this, what is pshat? If you're saying lichka nero, you're saying dosh beniro, it must be something else. Something intrinsic in what's happening, not because it's fixed. Something, what's happening, that really, that should apply by boy, and yet, it doesn't apply by boy. So what could it be? And in Shema, I think you've seen the thesis, yeah? In Shema, lichka nero, tachayim, you know what I meant? Right, thesis, third thesis, yeah? Lichka nero, tachayim. Ava bi she'ene gilois she'tazik ish near Babylon Kal. It's very uncommon for fire to actually do this. For fire to burn, to dry out a furrow is not what fire normally does. And yet, if it does it, there's no potter in the Torah saying your potter, so you'd be chayav. Mashenkim beboy, the pachas me yud, potter me misen. By boy, if it does an unusual thing, then the Torah says you're potter. A boy of test that kills somebody, is a boy chayiv?
No.
Why not? I got killed. So why did he die? Because it's not normal for it to die. So the Torah says it's not normal for it to die. So a boy is not chayiv. A boy is only chayiv. Person only chayiv for owning a bit of the damages. If it's normal for the boy to do that damage, a boy of test can kill a person. It's not normally done. I don't know what we said. I'm saying what Tosis is saying. Yeah, it's not normally done, and therefore not chayiv. So that's the chiluk between eish and boy. Eish, the Torah says you're chayiv for eish regardless, even if it's normal or not normal. There's no pasuk in the Torah saying you that you're not chayiv for eish that singes stones. Hashenki, my boy. The Torah says, only a boy of Yotichayiv. Boy of Tess. You're potterful. Why? Because not normal. The Torah says, not chayiv for such a thing. That's the pshat here. Hashenki, my boy, the box of Yot, potter me misa. Why? Kim de ein regilus, la homos, the homis, the pochus me yud. Since it's not normal for it to kill by less than 10, the Torah says, you're potterful. That's the chayiv between boy and ish. Oh, it's a fundamental thing.
But the thing is, though, if you're saying that worm only kills when you have 10.
I did not say that.
No, Tosfos is saying.
Ein Gidus.
It's not normal. No, but if you hold by Heba, then you need to have 10 of Heba. 10, it's Metzias, is that less than 10 Tfachim doesn't have enough Heba to kill.
You're saying that. It's not what Tosfos is saying. Tosfos says Ein Gidus. It's not usual to kill it. Could kill, it's not usual to do it.
Okay,
you're with David, you say that. What you're doing is what we've learned, most of you remember what we learned. Yeah, you're asking. We've come to a thesis that you don't know anything about becoming. It tells you that a boy of less than 10 can kill, it's just not normal to kill.
But then
the Torah says, since it's not normal to kill, there's no chiyuv to pay.
It can kill, but by
Chabata. No, by Heaven as well. So it's not normal.
Okay, so
the guy is weak, falls in, and Heaven will kill someone.
Well, we would be potter anyhow because you can't talk about a person. It has to be an animal, no? It's short of local.
Why? Because by less than 10, why do you have to pay?
No, but it's the thing that's being killed can't be
an animal. An animal, not
right? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Because you kept your rubbish.
An animal, less than 10. Yeah. Thank you. Animal part. Less than 10. An animal falls in. Less than 10. You're not trying to pay. Till now, everyone understood because nothing to do with the boy. So it says not like that. Where are you coming from?
On the assumption that it doesn't kill all this time.
Yeah, where was that? Where? How do you know that? Because Rashi and Dav Gimel, that's where we learned it. Rashi and Dav Gimel of Adalif says clearly that, you know why a boy of 9 you're not chayiv? Because, Deloy machmas a boy meis. He didn't die because of the pit. He must have had some other condition. So a boy of nine, the reason why not have an animal die is a boy of nine, is because it's nothing to do with the boy. It's to do with the animal. That's Rashi. Tosfos learned that boy can kill of less than 10, just not normal. And that's the chumrah of Eish over boy. Eish yochayv even if it's not normal. And boy yochayv only if it's normal. Right?
Yeah.
So let me ask you a question. Why didn't Rashi on Daf Yudam and Ayv? Rashi is saying very strange, Pshat. Must agree. Even raised Yossi's eyebrow. Rashi says, a chum of Eish of a boy is Eish can destroy a pharaoh, and boy doesn't, because a boy will never meet a pharaoh. And Eish, a shoy, can damage a pharaoh, and a boy can't. Obviously not, because a boy is fixed. Why didn't Rashi explain like Tosis? And why didn't Tosis explain like Rashi? So Tosis explained why he didn't explain like Rashi. Very unhappy with it, because there's many things a fire can do that a boy can't. So it can't be because it's fixed, that's what the Nafka meant. But why didn't Rashi explain like Tosis? Why didn't Rashi explain?
Oh, because Rashi doesn't hold that a boar can kill if it's less than 10.
Rashi cannot learn like Tosis. Rashi couldn't learn Tosis Pshat and Daf Yud. Because Ratosim Shand of Yud is saying a boy can kill, it's just not common to do it. And the Torah says you're potter. As opposed to a fire, it can damage, it's not common in your archive to do that. That is Tosis. But Rashi holds a boy of nine cannot kill, can't kill it. A boy of nine doesn't kill an animal. It doesn't kill an animal. Why does the animal die? Loi mach masaboy. So don't tell me a chumrah of Eish is a chumrah of Eish is that you are chayiv for burning a pharaoh, and a kula of boy is that even though it could have killed it, but you're not chayiv. It's not true. A boy of nine didn't kill it, so of course he's not chayiv. A boy of nine is not chayiv for killing an animal. You know why? He didn't do it. No kula. Mashik Eish did do it. Eish would be a chayv, but boy didn't. So that's why Rashi had said to him shot. That Eish is certain chumras of a boy, the Eish can damage fixed items and boy can't. Tom, that's the mitzvahs. Okay, it's the chuk. But I don't have another pshat. I can't say Tosis pshat. Because Tosis pshat is based on the idea that a boy can kill. A boy of nine can kill an animal. Can. And he's still potter. Wow, that's a kula. And Eish doesn't have that kula. So it's a chum of Eish of a boy. Rashi doesn't. None of that. Not true. A boy of nine does not kill. That's the machlokes Rashi tastes.
It
took us some time to get there.
Is that machlokes carry through?
I mean, yeah, what do we carry through?
Right,
not to left 10. Yud.
Talking about a specific
boy. Why is the sugya talking about a specific boy?
It's why it's only in the comparison.
Because less than that, there's no chiyuv. Hargufa, why is there no chiyuv? Answer is the kule. The kule is that since it's not normal to kill, there's no chiyuv. That's good for what we're saying. Till now we've always been speaking about by yud, because by lesson that there isn't a chiyuv. Hargufa, why not? Answer is
well, we're talking about less than
because
that.
What that's the home, that's the kula. Why are we not talking about it?
We weren't talking about something and then say that's a kula here.
Why were we not talking about it?
Because it's not the discussion.
Why not?
The discussion is 10.
Why
the
not?
Was of 10
why were we talking about 10? It? Why were we talking
because
about
10? Because 10 is what kills.
And 9.
So don't
and 9.
That's not a kula then.
What? And finish up the sentence. Why were we talking about 10 and not 9? Because 10 is what kills.
That's not the that's not the bowl that the Torah is talking about. That's
why?
That's why. Those are truths see books. The Torah is not talking about.
Don't put your head in sand. Just finish off your thoughts. The Torah only spoke about 10. Why? They like the number 10.
That's the one that's known to kill. Don't now mention 9 is a kula.
Masha Inkin.
9 is not kill.
No, but it's not true.
But that's. The Torah says that!
No, it doesn't.
The Torah says 10 kills, 9 doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
What?
If it does, it'd be wonderful.
I know the rabbi gave it to the Torah in the past.
Because that's Rashi! Very good! So now we've been learning like Rashi. What do you want me to do? Tell you where we learn Rashi, there's a million dollars shot in. Rashi learns that the Torah is about 10. You have to get it out of you. That's Rashi, very nice. Rashi all that way.
That's the Torah.
Rashi, that's true. That's the Torah according to Rashi explained.
Right.
Boy, of Yud, you know what the Torah spoke about Yud? Because 9 doesn't kill. So obviously I'm only talking about a boy of Yud.
Right.
Remember the Gemara said that one's an Av and one's a Tor, it's not true, they're all Avs. But that's the way the Rashi spoke out. The reason why the Torah spoke about boy of Yud is because the boy of 9 doesn't kill.
It doesn't.
Does not. That's what Rashi says, does not kill. Okay, that's Rashi's pshat. Tosis says the reason why the Torah speaks about Yud and not 9, because 9 doesn't normally kill. And the Torah says you have your chayim on something normal.
Okay, let's plug in now what Tosis is saying.
Yeah.
Tosis is saying, according to what we're reading, that when the Gemara was discussing over here the Mashe'e, that the there was a kula by Bo. Right? Eish kills anything. What's Ra'oi, not Ra'oi. Right? Eish does what's Ra'oi and not Ra'oi. In one of the cases was Nichichani or Sith Sechavanav. Right? Mashen came by Bo. It's not Ra'oi. Right? What was that talking about?
Nichichani, Sith Sechavanav. That's what we said. So what does that mean? That says Tosis. It's not normal for fire to damage Niroi, and yet you're chayiv. And it's not normal for Bo to kill, let if it's less than 10, and you're potter.
How can you bring into our conversation piece? It's like we're talking about adults, and often you're talking about a child. We're talking about adults. We're talking about a specific Bo of 10. The Gemara is talking about a Bo of 10.
Why are you going like that?
No, because.
Why are you going like that? Because
that's not how it's going. You cannot get into the argument. One second, put up.
Who made this claim?
You cannot say, let's compare these two. 10 and this. 10 and this. 10 and this. 9. It doesn't. It's an old.
Where do you see this chiddum? Maybe there's no chiddum to
the Gemara was talking about a pit of 10.
Why?
The Gemara was talking about 10.
Why?
Not about 9.
How do you know that?
What?
How do you know that?
Because it's
he spoke about something, and by the Yechayah, for when it kills. Nahon? And you're taking on Anocha, the lesson, not then. You're not Chayah for a boy that kills. That's all included in that statement.
Listening to us here is reading all these words of bo, 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 is any height.
No.
What are you saying?
No. I'm saying it's 10. No. But why is it 10? I'm happy to think. That's the difference. No. We spoke about 10. Why 10? Doesn't say 10 in the Torah. So why 10? Because what's normal to kill, that's what you're chayiv for. What's not normal to kill, you're not chayiv for. Less than 10 is not normal to kill. So we must be talking about 10 beforehand. But that's why it's 10. Because less than 10 is not normal to kill. And you're not chayiv for that. That's a gemara gekula. That even though the boy did it, it's the boy that did it. You're still not chayiv. That's a cool thing.
I still don't understand what caused Rashi on Gimel to say the pshat that he did instead of saying Tosfos pshat or vice versa. Like they,
how did Rashi know that a boy of less than 10 doesn't kill?
Or why did Tosfos know that it did? It's both ways. Like what? Once Rashi says on Daf Gimel that it doesn't kill, obviously he can't hold Tosfos pshat on Daf Yud.
Right.
But what caused him
Rashi
to want
to say that?
Yeah.
Does Tosfos respond to Rashi on Gimel?
Not on this point.
You would think he would.
Yeah, not on this point, no. Yeah. It is a taste of that as well.
It's not arguing against the nature of the point.
This is what you perceive. Taste there said. Taste is Daf Gimel. There was a taste there about it. But on this exactly, had you learned the tesis there, you could have learned it like Rashi, you could have learned it otherwise. It's not 100% clear that tesis.
Tesis
says there's a svara at 10, yeah, 9, not. Here's where, this is the Maramokim of Yud, where tesis spells out black and white.
Rashi is so explicit here.
Rashi is explicit.
You would think that the Tosfos would have said it.
Okay.
You take issue with it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
The big point.
So, I hear your point that.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It's based on how you understand the lo yud ksiv and lo tes ksiv. That Rashi learns that the Torah always spoke about boy, and the Torah spoke about boy, and by misa was yud because that's what did it, and by nine is nizokim because misa is not applicable. Mm-hmm. He didn't want to learn that Rashi tes is pshat. It is applicable, just not shkiach. Mm-hmm. But it's true. Mm-hmm. Something's pulling one way or the other. Once Rashi does say it doesn't kill, then obviously he can't end his pshat.
Right.
It could be the reason why Rashi learned it doesn't kill is because he doesn't want to learn this pshat. That's not yeah. Okay. Yeah, so that's very good. It took us a long time to get to this tesis. We met some Daf Gimel. I might have said at the time, I don't remember, but I had the note already then, that tesis is chaylik. That's the way Gemara is. You can't just learn one page and get, okay. Fully covered. We've learned already Bori and a few broken. And then we've got now, we need to teach when you come to Pashim Shpotim Friday night, you discuss your kids, you say, no, why is a person not chayiv if an animal dies in a pit of nine? What do you answer? You'll ask that question, why do you expect a full answer?
Because it doesn't kill, it doesn't kill.
My focus.
And the Baruch Shem and Yad Shem, you'll have Tami Lechon for children, they'll say, it's my chayiv, learn your tesis. If they don't, you'll tell them. So I think it's Rashi Tosfos.
Yes.
Yeah, the first Tosfos, you know that. Okay.
It's not the world.
Okay, next Tosfos, Shashor Chayvoy V'Psulam Gidoshi.
You can't say it's not the
world. Matching the boy. Right? And the show.
So he's arguing on Mitzvahs with Rashi.
Yeah.
And so, when the Gemara discussed the Hebel,
let me ask you very, very simple.
I want to ask
you. Do you really think you're going to Rashi? Throughout history, has there never been a situation of an animal that died in a pit?
An animal or human?
An animal.
Yeah.
Never been a situation?
I don't think Rashi ever said that.
Rashi said the boy of test doesn't kill.
It didn't mean it hasn't died.
Oh, okay. So you
agree. We know that obviously another animal he holds, animals have each
other's
preconditions.
Rashi says it's the animal's condition, so what Metzias is, no Machlik to Metzias. Machlik is to explain why the animal died. Maybe Machlik is the post-mortem.
That's what Metzias
is.
Tosfos must be holding that nine has heaven?
Yeah.
So someone holds heaven, and Rashi holds that? Or has
what's not the heaven or something
Metzias or not?
Okay.
That's the post Metzias argument.
Okay. Metzias argument, the problem with the Metzias argument is if when there's facts in front of us. That's why there's a problem with that Metzias argument. If you've got a machlokes in how to explain what the fact is, that's not machlokes and Metzias. That's a machlokes in longus. I see the animal died. It's true it died. Why did it die? Is it because that amount of hevel that's there is enough to kill sometimes? Or is it because that amount of hevel that's there is not enough to kill sometimes? It must be because this animal had a heart condition. previously undetected. Right, that's whatever, that's some achim mitzias.
No.
No, makta. Achim mitzias, it's a problem, if there is a problem with achim mitzias, is that we've got two facts in front of us. One of us said, no, this is what happened, the other said, that's what happened. What do you mean, have it all? Let's see what happened. It's not that, here, we know what happened, the animal died. Let's work out why it happened. One person will say, because there's an amount of hevel there, everyone agrees there's an amount of hevel there, but one says, yeah, hevel can kill sometimes, and the other one says, hevel can't kill, it must be in a previous condition. That's just a touch to explain what happened. That's not a thing to see it at all. So let's try one more taste. Shashoi chai boi, sulam doshim hashin gim boi. What's that taste is talking about? It's going on the Gemara, chum av shoi be boi. Then shoi is chai for? A chum av shoi over boi is that. A shoi is chai.
Psulam doshim.
If it damages a psulam doshim, it damages an animal that was nifteh, kolben, that had a mum, and had a pidyon already, and a shoi gored it. So since it's not anymore hegdish, so it's in, it's called re'ehu, so you're chayav for it. The person who owns the shoy they got is chayav to pay for that shoy that got killed or damaged. Mashenki in Bori is not. Bori is not chayav. That's a chum of shoy of a boy. That's a divamasa. So shoy chayav of psula mekdoshim, mashenki in Bori. Before I get to the tesis, am I right that we've all got through the tesis? Yeah? Very good. Sheshoy chai bei psalom doshim ha-shinkin be-boi. Kedidoshinon ve-hami ve-hamis ye-loi. Mi shamis she-loi. Like we darshan. There's a droshan. Ve-hamis ye-loi. That droshan ve-hamis ye-loi is referring to boi or shoy. Boy, very good. We make a drasha. That boy is only chayev for a shor that you can have hana off from. Yotzo, shor psulam kedoshin, that you can't have hana from it, and therefore it is not chayev for such a thing. Pim toima, frektoises. Now this got a very, very interesting kasha. The kasha asked by Rashma, how do you say him? Lomali shor veloi odom. Why do we need shoy v'loy odom? Tepek leva meisi eloi, misha meisi eloi. Is a person allowed to have a no from a corpse? No, is it also not? Is it not to have a no from a corpse? Right, is it not? So why do you need a posuk to say shoy v'loy odom, to exclude odom? The same drasha which tells us that shoy psulam doshim, the boy is not chayv. Because you need to have an art from it, that same drasha will tell me that if a person falls in and dies, the Baal HaBor is not going to pay. But me say, no, you have to have an art from the dead guy. And it is not, you don't have to have an art from the dead guy. So it's not included in the Chiyuv of Boi.
Can
we
pause for a second right there? Just for 1 second. I want to understand, what kind of a question is that? Meaning, we have a drasha, and we say that it was brought down from Har Sinai. What kind of question is why do you have it
then? Yeah, we have to understand it. Why was there a need for Sinai to teach us Shoy Bele Odom when Sinai taught us already about Mesi Eloi?
Okay.
Right? It's a question in Havana more than a question in Nachkimin and Amais. Maybe that's what's bothering you. Yeah? It's a question in Havana. We see that Sinai told us these two drushes. Why did he do it? Answers the Gemara. We'll see in the end. Then there's an afkamina. Why? Afkamina the mice, why Sinai did it. At the moment, now we're trying to ask, like you said, a question on our own.
Could
a patrino show Ypsilon Mekdoshim? Just like we patted show Ypsilon Mekdoshim because you can't have an all, so too, we would pat a person. If a person falls in, the Balabo is not going to pay because you can't have an all. Says this is. What's the basis for my question? Because the maize also banal. One's not allowed to have any benefit from a corpse. So the shinon.
Talking about the maize or the carcass? The
corpse.
Right now he's talking about the carcass.
Corpse.
His limud is from the carcass.
Yeah.
Of the
he says, why
not? When he says the maize is still banal, the shinon is zero shalat.
saying that I just asked you a question. I don't need the apostle to show the other. We can only come shape some doshim. Why? Because I'm taking on that you don't have to have an from a corpse. Well, where do I know that from? The doshinon. Just like the egla rufi and all that, so too shom, also a corpse. You're not allowed to have hana from that corpse.
Why do you have to have that niman as well? Just learn out from here. So that with the sheen.
Where do you see
it? Just like the one with the sheen, one is not allowed to have hana.
Yeah.
So say by Adam too, no?
Why?
What?
My question, how do you know to equate Adam to Shaykh Salam Yidosh?
Because it says, when can you have, only when you have the Amesi Elok, only when it's, when you can do something with it.
Right, if you're allowed to have
Adam. Because Amesi Elok doesn't apply to Adam.
Why not?
Because it's not this possible.
Maybe you can make soap
from him.
Maybe you're allowed to make soap from him. Sorry about this.
And I don't want
to. Tasteful example. The answer is no, because it's Xer Shava, Shon Shon. You don't have to.
You couldn't just learn from Sulam to the Shin.
Xer Shava, from a corpse to Egla Ufa. Just like Egla Ufa, you're not out of an arm, so to a corpse, you're not out of an arm.
We needed that.
Shon Shon. Shon, it says by Egla Ufa. And I think by hanging a dead person.
It's a Shon,
yeah.
It says Shon in the death of Miriam.
Thomas Shon Miriam, let's talk about that.
Why do we need that?
It says that Thomas Shon Miriam.
I'll check out.
The Tikovea Shon. She died and she was buried.
Very good, it's good.
Why would we need that?
I was going to check out the Gemara itself. What's your problem, Yossi?
We don't have Sukkim to talk about burial?
Burial doesn't say Osman, awesome, no.
What?
Doesn't say
it's Osman. What are you going to bury if you use it as Hana? What are you going
to
bury?
Maybe it's covered to mace to bury. It doesn't say it's Osman, no.
Shiva.
Okay.
Again,
another burial. What? Again, just. Well, then you use the whole body and then you don't have any burial. But it says mace mitzvah. Well, why would you need a pole? Is there a shell for this? There's no posse that says the kavata
mitzvah. Yeah, exactly. It says, but Thomas Shom Miriam, and it says, but also Shom is the ego of Benacha.
Why would you need
that? Malan Osmanov, Kanon Osmanov.
Why would you need that? I don't get it. There's no possible such a kavata mitameh.
Maybe there is, but how do you know it's also about not?
Because if it says bury the body, it means bury the body, don't play with it. You need to teach me It says bury the body.
There's a mitzvah to bury the body. Why does that mean it's also about not?
It means you can use it?
Why not? There's a mitzvah to bury the body.
Definitely not. So, then what are you saying? Temporarily, you're saying. To use the body temporarily in its entirety as a kach, a shame. That's what you're saying?
Yeah. I'm saying, a guy who doesn't want to be mekayem the mitzvah is a mitzvah. He's got a mitzvah to do, but that's a mekayem issa. You've got a mitzvah to take a lulav. Does that mean it's also for you to sweep the floor with the lulav?
Sure.
No. I don't want to do it. I mean, I'm even issa. I've got a mitzvah to do something. I mean, there's an issa, no? You don't have a no from a lulav, an issa no. There's a mitzvah to do a mitzvah. So there's a mitzvah to bury a mitzvah. Does it mean it's also a no? Not mukach. Here I've got Joshua, Shom Shom, to tell me that there is a issa no. So maybe it's got a cash if it's also a no. So why do I need show you the odom? Let's learn it from a mitzvah. It says, Shasar Mutter, you're allowed to have a knot from the hair of a corpse. Could I mean a So maybe we can't learn from Vamesi Eloi because by Odom there is Hano you're allowed to have. You're allowed to have hair, you're allowed to have a knot from the hair of a corpse.
Human corpse,
yeah. Yeah. You're allowed to have it. So therefore maybe to say Vamesi Eloi would be not a good mute. Because Hamesi Eloi means you can have an off from it. Okay, I can have an off from it. I can have an off from the hair. So that's why you need a new drosh of Shoy Bele Odom. From Hamesi Eloi, I wouldn't be able to know that you're not Chayev for Odom. Because you can have an off from the Odom. It's dead. You can have an off. What can you have an off? From the hair. You can make a shaitel from it.
Monsieur, what does it take to give a haircut to a
Yeah, that's what it says. Kinaminam bepei kaman erich. Okay. Hachanami. So it says that's not taina. Because by psulim mikdashim you can also. By psulim mikdashim you are allowed to have an anah from the hair.
We just said shirim you're not allowed to be for.
Right. Hachanami seo shoy psulim mikdashim muta. Kinaminam bepei gimel dafkaf hei. You're allowed to have an anah from the hair of a shoy psulim hamikdashim. I think one of the chayes. Now, it's true, it does say tizbach veloy giza, which is what we bought beforehand. Mm-hmm. Rashi bought it. Tizbach veloy giza. I was bothered about that before. I thought it meant not in a case where there was a whole giza. Stam hair. Giza is like wool, right? What would it be if it's like the tail or something? But I have to check this one up. I was about to check it up after that. I was bothered with your question. I didn't check it up. One second. Let's check this up. It's a good problem. The Gemara says that Paro is Lishchicha. And since it's Lishchicha, there wasn't an Issa to take off the head. Giza is by wool, so it's normal to have wool, and that is an Issa Tizba for Loy Giza.
Right.
Shinkin, by Paro, the head that is there is not Shkiach. And since it's not Shkiach, there wasn't an Issa to have an off on the head. That's the Gemara there. So it says Taisus, so we could have learned to have from Shoyi Psalm Gidoshim. Everything by Shoyi Psalm Gidoshim is applicable by a person. A person that falls in, you can't have an off from his goof, but you can have an off from the hair. An animal that's Shoyi Psalm Gidoshim fall in, you can't have an off from the goof, but you can have an off from the hair. So as much as the Torah says, a boy is not chayev for Shoyi Psalm Gidoshim, you shouldn't be chayev either for an Adam that falls in. Right? The question's good. Why do you need the pasuk shoy v'loy odom when you tell me about meisi eloi, which tells me shoy psurim gdoshim balabai is potavor? Why? Because you can't have an off from the goof. So we made the one in the corpse you can't have an off from. You shouldn't be high for it. Ah, you'll tell me about the corpse you can have an off from the hair, but from the shoy also you can have an off from the hair because it doesn't come under the category of giza. So you can have an off from the hair. So if so, they're both the same. Right, Vishnoima. Vavilochi, sorry, Vavilochi, Kimchi Ikri also. Since the main part of the animal is also, it's called Choshev Einam Ishala, it's considered, it's not his. It's considered, you can't have an off from it. So to the corpse of a person, since the Ikri part of the body you can't have an off from, even though the hair you can, but the Ikri you can't, it's considered Einam Ishala. That's the discussion.
Question back.
Back question, yeah. Mm-hmm. We're back to the question. Answers to this. The pasuk Vamesi Eloi is referring to what fell in? An ox. It was referring to an ox. Since the pasuk is speaking about an ox, we've got a right to derive from their Adam. Vamesi Eloi, a shoy, you're not chayav. But maybe Adam you would be. So you need another person to tell me that Adam is going to be part.
So he says, well, the ma'ate mine Adam,
it's
a bit of torsion.
You cannot be mamayit from it, Adam.
Mamayit is excluded, yeah.
Excluded from the boy. A boy is chai for everything apart from shoy. Because it says apart from shoy, shoy, psalm, gdosh. A boy is chai for everything. With the exception of Shoy Psula Hamakdoshim. So we want to know, maybe we can also exclude Adam. Since you.
Is the board. Oh, boy is excluding
him. Right? Yeah. So a boy is having everything with the exception of Shoy Psula Hamakdoshim. maybe we can make another exception that based on Shev Sum Roshim also Adam. Nope. Now Meisir Lo is talking about Shor, we've got no right to expand it to Adam. Why not?
You can't expand the exclusion to include Adam in the
exclusion.
Exclusion,
right. Okay, so why not, you ask? So Tezis, I've got to bring a right. Tezis, I've got to bring a right for this. Why not? So Tezis, I've got a right. Tedem, I'll prove it to you from somewhere. You're right. On my own back, maybe I wouldn't say this Kiddush. If it says it by Shor, maybe you expand it to other things. I'll show you elsewhere where the Torah says, no, if it's focusing on Shor, we can't expand it to all. Why? Teda, mit the parach perka po, veipa, ano. So the Gemara there speaks about a chiluk between Shor and Bor. Shor is chaya for, Shor the gurus is chaya for Shor Yisrael Mikdoshim. And Bor is potter. Both of them have the same word, Vamis Yeluk. And yet, we said, Shor, the gauze, is chayav for Shor Yisrael Mikdoshim, and the Bor, the gauze, is potter. And the Gemara asks, Vei Pechano, maybe the other way around. Pirush, Vamis Yeluk, the Shor, Nidrosh, Lemisha Mishaloi. Let's say the other way around, and say that Shor, the gauze, will not be chayav for Shor Yisrael Mikdoshim.
Sorry, can you repeat it again?
But let me just finish off my thought. The Gemara then says that Shoyb Sonom Doshim, Shoy, the Goz is Shoyb Sonom Doshim, is Chayb. Fain the Gemara, why not? Let's say the Bames Yeloi of the Shoy, this is going to get confusing as you have in your mind, there's two Shoys we're talking. There's a show that's going and a show Psalm Gdoshim that was good. Okay? The Pasuk says Vamis Eloi both by a show by Karen. By Karen it says Vamis Eloi and by Bor. Why did it say both? So by Bor it's coming to say Yotza Misha Ina Misha. To say if it's not your Bor, if it's not your show, you're not Chayv. By show, we dash Vamis Eloi Shabbainim Metaphim Benevela, that the one who was Shor got damaged, he has to deal with the carcass. That's a two drosh. What do you do with it? So the Gemara says, Shor, a Karen, we'll call it Karen, just to make it easier. Karen, Vamesi Eloi, is to do with the binding of Tapu Betrayla. And Bori, Vamesi Eloi, is to say, to Pater if you don't own it. Swap it around. Let's say what? That the Shoyvat Bamesi Eloi of Karen is referring to say you're not chayev for Shoyv Sarong Doshim. It has to be your animal. If it's not your animal, you're not chayev. The Gemara suggested that, right?
But what's from that, right?
We can't have enough from it. Once it's dead, you can't have enough from it. Right? You can't use it for animal food. Okay, so faith the Gemara Ibrahim, we'll see inside that too. It says, Teidam, the Parak Pekah, the Pekah Poro, the Ibrah Ano. Let's swap it around. Pirush, it says, I'll explain what those words mean. Pirush,
what's Ano? Ano,
I.
I? How do you
say
Ibrah Ano?
Yeah.
Yes,
I will turn around.
You
say I? Yeah. Ibrah Ano, let me turn around. Pirush. Vamesi Eloi, the Shoy, the Mesi Eloi, Keren, Nidosh, we will learn it to teach us, Lemi Shamesh Eloi, to teach us that Shoy is not Chayev for Shoy Psalm Doshim, Keren is not Chayev for Shoy Psalm Doshim, because it's not Sheloi. Fakhtai says, what are you talking about? Keren is not Chayev? By Shoy Psalm Doshim, you want to suggest that? But Karen is chayv if it goes in Adam. If Karen goes in Adam, it's chayv to be. Aye, Vamesi Eloi. How could we even entertain a thought that Karen should be potter for Shoyb Sarum Gnoshim because Vamesi Eloi? Karen's not chayv by Adam. Karen is chayv by Adam. Says Doises, Ve'echi motzi lemeime. Oh, how could we even have a minute for that? Well, b'shoy, a shoy is mishalim koifer. So he has to be kaifa. Aval bi she'in amishaloi, even though we're talking about not from the corpse. And yet the Gemara there was willing to entertain a tzad that she will not be chayev for shoyv son Magdoshim, even though he will be chayev for Adam. Why? It should be a contradiction. If you're not chayev for shoyv son Magdoshim because you can't have a nar, then you shouldn't be chayev for Adam because you also can't have a nar kaifa.
They're separated in the onion, aren't they?
So what do we see from there? That Adam, the chiyuvim of Adam, and the chiyuvim of Shoy are two different parashas, and you can't learn one from the other. So too, by boy, if a person would fall in and die in a boy, you can't derive from Shoy from Medoshim that it'd be a Torah. Two different parashas. You see by Shoy like that. Says, Al-Kochach may not bother the fact that by Odom you're chayiv and by Shoy, perhaps you should be potter. Why? The pasuk that says Vamisi Eloi was talking about a Shoy that got damaged and not an Odom that got damaged. A Shoy that got killed and not an Odom that got killed. End of story. So Tosa answers this kasha. What is Tosa's kasha? Why do you need to have Amis Eloi? Why do you need to show you Eloi Odom to tell me that Odom's potter? Typically, Amis Eloi. Says Tosa, you can't compare the two. Amis Eloi is referring to a show that got killed, and you can't learn out Odom from a show that got killed. How do I know that? I see that from elsewhere, two places now in Shas, where you see you can't learn out Odom from Shoy. So Mina, Bamisi Eloi is referring to Shoy that got killed and not an Odom. So how do you know an Odom that got killed the boy is potter? How do you know he's a potter? Shoy by Odom we need it. That's why the Torah had to tell us Shoy by Odom, because otherwise you wouldn't know an Odom would be a potter. Now Jesus says, this Torah, now the next three lines of Jesus is another answer given by the Rashba to answer this question. Anyway, the whole kasha didn't start. The mind appreciates the L. Do you remember Tosa said earlier, why do we need Shoy v'loy Adam?
For nothing.
To say that a Jew is not, that boy is not chayv to pay for a person that died, then we learn from him kreif for Yushas Olof. Olof v'loy ala Adam. V'loy ala boy. So we know you're not chayv to pay for a person. But what do we need Shoy v'loy Adam for Goy? Is an Issanah to have an off on a corpse of a Goy? You have to have an off on it. You have to have an off on a corpse of a Goy. And therefore, we can't learn that from Bamisi Eloi. Bamisi Eloi told me you can't have an off. Right? Here you can have an off. So how would you know that Shoy v'loy Adam? How would you know that Adam wouldn't be chayiv? If a guy falls in a pit, how do you know you're not chayv for that? Amisi Eloi? Can I laugh at it? Says this. Obelav achi loy kosh midi. The might that preaches there, according to what I explained earlier, to show you loy odom, it's shech, le'eved, or le'nochi, akon, yisoyed, we need it for going, shen ofen le'boy. Da'u shoy ba'ah, da'u be'met mut ba'ah. If the Mehmet Mutmah no, so you can't learn that from Shoy v'loy Adam. You can't learn that from Bami Siyad no. If Mehmet Mutmah no.
Every time.
Why is he allowed?
Why not?
It's not true.
What?
It's not true.
I thought he is a Jew.
Not yet. I thought
he is.
He's got
dinim.
Semi, quasi. He doesn't have
the dinim we need yet. Serious? Yeah. Shoy v'loy Adam. Saying that all mankind is terminal
key. Right.
How can you have an arm? That's a question.
How
can you have an arm?
Why not? Whatever you want. Whatever you want. You can make ivory teeth if you want, or whatever. I don't need to start describing the type of an arm.
Medical training.
Very good. Thank you. So, the fact that we are talking about Hashem, that's what makes it sound.
We say seven Elohim. Kol Adam seven Elohim. No. Kol Adam seven Elohim.
Long story.
Yeah, Mutar Adam.
Hey! Let's find that out.
I used to
have a skull. Who's having a skull? Seven Elohim.
I used to have a skull.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, let's just start this Tosfos without getting into sensitive topics. The Tosfos here has told us like this, that we had the kasha. Why do you need shovel odom? Typically, you could learn it just like you're not chayiv. A boy is not chayiv to pay for hegdishter. Shovel odom is the wrong word to say. For shovel odom, you're not chayiv to pay. So you shouldn't have to pay also for odom. Both of them you can have an offer. So first Eretz Taisa was saying, two parshas, can't have one from the other. Alright, we can have a tzad that show a Karen would not be chai for Shoeb Samogdoshim. Because let me see it, but he would be chai for Odom. So you see the two parshas are not connected. You can be chai for Odom at Potterville, Shoeb Samogdoshim. Then Taisa says, let me tell it. What is Shoeb Samogdoshim going on? It's only going on a person that you can have an offer from. It's going on an Eved, or Eved Goy. So it's only going on that case. So Mele Avada is very good then. You need Shoeb Lo Yodom to say that you're pot in those cases. You can't learn that from Shoeb Tzom Gadoshim. Shoeb Tzom Gadoshim you cannot have an offer from. These you can. And therefore, very simple, why we need those both Joshes. Had Hashem and Halacha Mishmissina only told us Shoeb Tzom Gadoshim, we would not have known that you're not chayiv for an eved. We would not have known that you're not chayiv for a goy that sold to a Jew. But that's the end of the sugya. Yetzir Mitzvah Chazara, maybe you started it, I don't know. But we want to try and get from the Mishnah, Kol Shel Chavti. There were quite a lot we learned, and I think just chaval to lose it. So we'll get from that to the next shot of this goy. Yetzir Chazara, Shiur on Tuesday, that's at 9:30. We'd love to invite you all to the Eris on a Monday night, which is out of town. And